If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It is Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Laura Mora.
That's right. And it is a special episode for us to actually, before our guests arrive, kind of talk about what we have going on. You know, I have recently launched my own show, Way Up with Angela Yee. Nationally syndicated, baby. And actually, tonight is my launch party for the show. And to be honest, like, it was a journey to get there. I know, like, I knew I was getting a show, but then the date kept getting pushed back, and it was a big deal because it is nationally syndicated, so mm-hmm. It's a lot of moving parts, a lot of different markets and behind the scenes activity, so
a lot of hands in the pot.
Yes. And so it was a long time before I found out about it, and then I was able to announce it. But then even after I announced it, for me to even get started,
it was a setback and a setback and a setback.
Yeah, it just took forever. But now it's been a little bit over a month. You know, Jasmine Brand has been showing up faithfully to help out. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. So I just wanted us to all take a moment to celebrate what we have going on, because I feel like we need to do those things.
Every once in a while, we need to, you know.
Yeah, we need to be like, shit, this is what I'm doing.
This is what we're doing.
Okay, so Gigi, let's talk about you.
So yes, I have a docuseries that I am a part of. It's produced by Jermaine Dupri, and it's about Magic City.
Oh, shoot.
The Magic City docuseries. Not sure of the network or if I could say that just yet, but I will spill the tea that I can spill. And that's that it's a three-part docuseries. It's being filmed, of course, in Atlanta. And it's to not only just tell the story of Magic City, but to tell how the culture is integrated between the city of Atlanta and the music scene, and how it all just meshed into this one melting pot of greatness, of magicalness, right? Y'all know, I'm never home but always repping. I love that place.
Right.
Magic City changed my life. So to get the phone call to do an interview for the docuseries, that was a no-brainer. However, after speaking to production on our initial Zoom call, they actually asked me to narrate alongside Jermaine
Dupri. It only
makes
sense.
And Big Madge. So this is like a huge deal.
Right.
And
yeah.
I've already done my interview. It was amazing. Like the whole team and everybody, they just made me feel so special. And, you know, they were so welcoming and so just there. And it was a really good time, good vibes. And so that's part one.
Mm-hmm.
Part two is once they've done all of their interviews, and they're interviewing like everybody.
Nice.
Big names, 80 strippers.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Strippers from back in the day. You know, Magic City has been 40 years almost in
it's
the same
like
building,
the most
same
famous
owner.
Strip club.
Strip club, right? Yes. It's
I
like
think
the
it
Mecca
is
of strip. Probably,
like, what other strip club is more famous than Magic City?
No, it's like the Disneyland of strip. But yeah, so once they finish interviewing and, you know, they cut the storyline and I go back and I actually sit and do my second filming, which would be the narration. And I'm so excited about that. I think I'm way more excited about narrating than I am about telling my story, because that's a no-brainer. Like,
yeah.
You can't tell the story of Magic City without adding my six-year span.
It's a different lane, though, that could lead to a lot more things,
and
too,
and that's what also makes me so excited about that situation, because it's almost like I can put on my resume that I do voiceovers now. Like, right? Or maybe this might lead to me getting some type of hosting gig, or, you know, who knows what doors that this will open up. So I'm very excited. I'm very grateful. Very extremely grateful.
I'm happy for you, and you got to do your press run too for that.
And I'm also proud.
Yeah, we're proud of you.
I'm proud. I'm proud because y'all know we get beat up. You know, strippers get, and I will always refer to myself as an entertainer, you know, because that's what I did. That's who Gigi McGuire was. Like, Kafi is the woman. Gigi McGuire was the stripper. So no matter how far I move from that in life and move on, that will always be something that will be in the core of who I am. So strippers get put down for making money naked. They think that every stripper is a prostitute or a drug addicted or has a pimp or don't take care of their kids or whatever the case may be. And it's just like, even with the reality show I did, Beyond the Pole, it's always about changing the narrative. It's about showing what's really what and really letting you see that these are movies that's portraying us like this. This is like stories that are being made up that's portraying like this. And yes, there are some, you know, that
just
are
as
that
there
way,
are, there's receptionists that are like that.
Exactly.
That,
listen, I tell people all the time, a little off subject, but I tell people all the time, my regular friends were bigger hoes than my stripper friends, period.
And you know, that's part of why I started lip service in the beginning, to show that when I was at Sirius, to show that women, no matter what it is that you do for a living, because it didn't start off with celebrities. It started off with like regular women with jobs, just kind of telling sex stories and things that they did.
Telling their little
just
trades.
To show that like, it don't matter what your job is. Mm-hmm. Women do sexual things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all having sex for the most part.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And, you know, so I that was part of what I wanted to do. And then also, like, highlight some of these women who were in the videos that you got to see them but never got to hear them talk and hear their personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so no date yet. It'll be probably, I don't know, the beginning of next year, the end of this year. But, again, I'm very proud and excited, and I'm just happy that I have these experiences to be able to speak on and to relive and, you know, just to...
Well, congratulations.
Celebrate.
Yes, I'm so excited.
You.
I cannot wait.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all. Yeah. And yeah, we're going to celebrate when the time comes and, you know, premiere and all of that. We'll do like the press run and we'll
celebrate.
We
coming to Atlanta, baby.
And, you
Let's
know,
go.
We'll do a Magic City Monday.
And,
that's
you know,
be
we'll
huge.
Be on right up on Way Up with Angela Yee.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that. Yes, Gigi,
yes,
co-host.
Yes.
All right, now, Miss, I'm not just a brand, I'm a Jasmine brand. Let's talk about you and what you have going on.
So that was a bar.
Right. It was. So I'm spending most of my time here in New York. I've been guest co-hosting on your show, Way Up with Angela Yee.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an exciting time, super busy. The Jasmine brand is still around and thriving and growing.
Mm-hmm.
We're on a hiatus right now for Brutally Honest with Jasmine brand. It comes back in the fall.
Fox Soul.
Yes, on Fox Soul. They're still running those episodes. So I've just been staying busy.
Who is your favorite person that you interviewed on Brutally Honest? Besides me.
Besides you. My favorite. I don't know if I had a favorite. You know who was very chatty and entertaining? Dapper Dan.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
Really, he's got some great stories.
He has great stories, and he talked about all these scams he used to run.
Oh shit!
Credit card scams.
Yes.
You know, I love a scam
story. We love
story.
A scam, right?
Yeah.
How he got locked up, and you know, just all kind of.
And now look. Right?
Yeah, he's doing well.
I love a good story.
See, that probably was my favorite one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, great. And we love having you on Way Up at Angela Yee.
Thank
People
you.
Love hearing
yes,
your voice.
I'll be tuned in, y'all.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We have a good time.
And she gets brutally, hairily honest.
Yeah, I talk about, you know, I like embarrass myself.
Not really.
Really. That's embarrassing, but it's like, whatever.
All right. Now, Laura, Miss Laura Moore, let's celebrate you.
Well, thank you. So I just recently kind of relocated and spend most of my time now in New York.
Everybody's in New York.
Everybody's in New York.
Well, Gigi's here every now and then.
I pop out.
She pop in and pop out.
So I officially took the position as the general manager for Coffee Uplifts People.
Okay. Holla.
And that is
ma'am.
Super exciting for me because right before COVID, I said, I'm done with the corporate world. Fuck them. But it's just a pleasure to be able to start a foundation and start from the beginning for a brand that is amazing and that is for the community and is for the people. And just the name Coffee Uplifts People, that's me. I'm a service person. My love language is service and a people's person. And this brand actually embodies everything about my personality. So I love it. I'm meeting so many good people. Of course, been on and off here interning and learning from the best. I mean, Jasmine Brand, Angela Yee, Gigi on lip service. So this is going great.
You're also relaunching your boutique online.
And I am relaunching my online boutique, God willing, by May 1st. April 1st, but May 1st, depending. I will be out. And I'm super excited about that because I started that during COVID. You know, everybody was like, you know what? What I'm going to do, let me start something.
Figure
and that's something that I started. I literally went on Google. How do you start an online store?
You can find anything on Google, by the way.
Everything on Google.
Step by step. I kind of invested all my savings, went through depression, went through all that stuff. But it was pretty much I paid for a 4-year course within a year to learn the right way to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited to relaunch it. The mission is to just highlight up and coming minority and black up and coming artists. I don't want to go with vendors from China or any other place. So if you are a designer or a up and coming anything and you want to go ahead and get your things out, it's just pretty much a way to promote people, you know. So I'm excited about that. And yeah, I'm back in New York and I'm ready to do it right this time. I miss my babies, but it's a sacrifice we got to make.
Okay. See, I just wanted to make sure everybody had a chance to kind of talk about what they're doing. Now I want to see where everybody is as far as relationships in their life. Because I know, you know, it's lip service. What do y'all want me to do?
Right.
Because I'm wondering, do you feel like work is, you're more focused when you're in a relationship and you have something going on or when you're single? Don't all jump in.
I feel like it doesn't really change much for me. I don't think that I let relationships. There was a time when I did. Mm-hmm. There was a time when I wasn't going to work because I was always with my man, traveling the world, spinning the globe backwards. So, you know, that was that time. But at this point in my life, I feel like right now I'm single. But even when I was in my most recent relationship, I had the same things going on. I had the same drive. I was, you know, moving the same way. So I don't think that relationship stopped me from being focused on getting to the coin.
What did you learn from that period of your life where you were traveling the world and kind of like, would you do it like that again? Or do you feel like you would do things differently?
I would definitely do things differently. I wouldn't make so many just rational decisions. I would try to think things out and have a broader plan, a clearer plan. I feel like I just made this decision, that decision, that decision, and I without really thinking them through. It was a learning experience, though. And one thing I took from that is that I will never, ever in my life give a man full authority over my life and finances. Because, you know, at that time in my life, it was just like, oh, he saved me from being a stripper and I don't got to work and I could do whatever I want and we always on a plan and I don't got no bills. But when the shit got snatched, I'm spending like, my head trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Exactly. And at this point, that was my twice removed relationship. And at this point, it's been over, 5 years? And I am at a point where I'm able to provide the same lifestyle for myself that he was providing for me. I'm able to live the same way.
Feels good, don't it?
And it feels even better because I'm doing it for myself and on my own and not having to depend on a man for it. But I'm still taking gifts and I'm still taking trips. And you know what I'm saying? I'm single and you know, I'm dating and I'm hustling and I'm here.
Okay.
With my girls.
Now, Jasmine, let's talk about you and your status right now. You do have a baby.
I do have a baby.
Little baby Rain.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on with you? Are you single? Are you?
Yeah, I'm single.
Okay. All right. Have you been dating or no?
Nope.
I always tell guys it's harder for women when you have from like my friends who I know when they have kids, men can get out there and do whatever, but it's harder for women. I feel like, because being like a caretaker and also so many changes that you go through, like when Cash Doll was here and she was talking about everything her body went through when she just didn't feel the same after having a baby and all of that. Sometimes it's a lot harder for women to feel like, and you've been working so much too.
Yeah, I think it's more, well, yes, because I have a child and then when I'm not, you know, being a mom, I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm not working, I'm being a mom. So, and I'm kind of okay with it. Like, I'm cool right now. I'm cool. So, okay.
So what do you do to get off?
No, wait.
Girl.
In the time of need.
You got a treasure box, girl.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
She played with the hair on her legs. Amazing.
I'm always going to be okay.
I mean. Yeah. Okay. All right. What about you, Miss Laura Mora, back in New York? You like the guys better in New York or Miami?
New York. Yeah. New York is the bigger.
Yeah, I'm so sick of New York, man.
Okay. So yeah, I kind of like it better in New York because you have like, it's so many different type of, you know how they're like, oh, change your type, maybe the type you're dating.
Mm-hmm.
Miami, it's the same people and it's people, Miami is
you
not a dating
New York is a bigger pool.
New York is a way bigger pool. I'm learning a lot. I'm learning that there's different meanings to dating and things like that, but I'm not specifically dating. I'm single. I'm hella single. Am I mingling? I'm really busy right now and just focused on me, myself, and getting myself to a point where I'm happy by myself.
Me, so you got some flowers on Valentine's Day?
I definitely did get some flowers on Valentine's Day. I've been getting amazing gifts for my birthday. I got a really good gift. Like,
high five.
Yeah, like I've been getting good, and that's what I'm saying. Like, New York, like. Yeah, New York's been it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying New York.
What's a really good gift?
So the last gift, that's like, oh no, I'm talking about them, goddamn. But this last gift I got, I gotta say it. It's like
she
a spa.
Like the microphone right.
It's like a spa. I haven't used it. First of all, the gift, you get in an email, you gotta put on headphones to like get the gift. And it's like a meditation and it's like a spa retreat air.
Oh, okay. Air.
Yeah.
Ancient baths.
Yes.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's going to be like a 2.5 hour like whole process.
That
so
was actually featured on Billions.
Okay.
Ooh, boy. Like you got your little 5 points back or whatever. But yeah, so that was pretty cool. I don't know when I'm going to be able to do it because I am so busy, but I love that because I'm the type of person that when I meet a person, I'm all in.
That's
you
a
know,
good gift.
My past relationships has been all in. Like my relationships have been my baby daddies. And it's been relationships where I've cut off my friends, I cut off my life. Like it was all about this person and never realized that they were just insecure and narcissists and things like that. So being able to just love myself and learn myself and actually appreciate my friends and my friendships and the things that I'm learning about being a woman, like I'm in the best place. So I don't know, I may be single forever and just have a Rolodex of men that if today
forever.
I want to do this. But no, I'm single and I'm happy and I'm just right now focused on myself and I'm dating me, myself, and I.
Period. Okay.
And if you know I want, I'll accept gifts. And I'm definitely
I'll accept gifts. Y'all gotta stop.
I definitely will accept gifts.
Girls like gifts. That's my hashtag.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy girl bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
What does optimism look like? I'm on a quest to find the people who inspire us to dream more and do more. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. I talk to all sorts of people, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to a hairdresser on Instagram who gives out free haircuts to the homeless, from the CEOs of the world's largest companies to the comedy writer who visited the wreckage of the Titanic. I love talking to leaders, artists, authors, and eccentrics about life, leadership, purpose, mental fitness, human skills, high performance, and other curious things. It leaves me feeling wiser, more inspired, and, well, more optimistic. Because after all, this is a bit of optimism. The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look for it. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
All right, well, Jose Osama just walked in.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, I got to move.
Yes, sir. What's up? You caught the tail end of that. what's going on? All right, well, Lil Zay Osama just walked in. We were over here just kind of talking about before you got here, all of the things that we're happy of and like celebrating. So why don't we have you join in too? And just like some things that you want to celebrate.
For sure. As far as like what, anything?
Like anything what's going on in your life? Any recent accomplishments? Mm-hmm. Any
sometimes
goals
we don't,
you meet?
We don't take the time to think about like, damn, I'm so hyped that this happened for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really so hyped that it all is happening for me as far as, you know what I'm saying, getting signed,
mm-hmm.
coming up, living out my dream, you feel me?
Right.
Congratulations.
I'm happy all this came out for me.
Okay.
I'm working on my first album right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
coming out this month, right? March.
Supposed to be. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
At the end of the month.
Okay.
For the trenches.
For the trenches.
For sure.
Now, that's good because a lot of times artists will tell you, like, I like being independent because you had a good following already without mm-hmm. being signed.
Mm-hmm.
So what made you say, okay, I'm going to take that leap?
I don't even know. At that time, it was just like getting signed was everything to me. So mm-hmm. I was just like, finna go on here. Plus, they was offering a lot of money, too.
Okay.
So I'm like, finna go
on here. He said, that'll do it.
Right. Check was right. Might as well. And bag will do it.
Now, listen, I was trying to see if there was stuff that you had done. You know, this is Lip Service. It's a show about sex
mm-hmm.
and relationships.
Uh-oh, you blushing?
He's ready. It's like, here it goes.
Lock and loaded.
But you ain't
hot
got no
seat.
But you ain't got no emotions or nothing. Is that a real thing? Because I know guys try to act like they don't have emotions. And
I got emotions. I'm
okay.
in a relationship
he
right
a
now.
He a Gemini.
Oh, he's a, see, he's in a relationship
okay.
right now.
You're a Gemini, right?
I'm a Gemini.
Me too.
For sure.
And I dated a Gemini for like 13 years. Listen, you have emotions.
He's in a relationship. So
yeah, he's in a relationship.
He has so you be saying I love you and
when they
that?
Come to his
sure.
woman.
Not to everybody.
Not to her.
Just the one woman, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
What made you decide she was the one?
That was my childhood crush. You mm-hmm. feel me? When I was growing up, that's who I used to see. Used to like her. I used to want to fuck with her, but I never like attempted to try to talk to her. You feel me? Until I became who I was. Then I seen her again. I'm like, yeah, I need her.
Oh, you got to watch the Five Heartbeats one day.
How long have y'all been together?
5 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's 5 years. Yeah, that's good time. That's amazing. So that's interesting that you waited until you got to a certain position. We were talking about that on a previous episode.
It wasn't
episode.
On purpose, though.
But just how you felt.
Yeah. It wasn't on purpose. It was just like, in the moment, I'm like, damn, that's her from back then. I
the
used
timing
to
was
her.
Right.
Let me get her. You feel me? Yeah. That's how it went. It wasn't on purpose.
Did she, and then when y'all finally hooked up, was she like, yeah, I noticed you too?
Yeah, she the one that reached out to me first.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm.
See? There you go.
Yeah. She reached out to me.
So you might not have even done
it. Yeah. You think you would have reached out to her at all? Or you?
I'd have probably had to see her in person or something. Mm-hmm. You feel me? She wasn't like no big person to where I see her on the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I probably had to see her in person and then I would have took my shot.
So would you say you're shy? When
me?
It comes to women?
No.
I'm just wondering. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to get some
ain't
ideas
no man,
here.
Ain't no Gemini man shy. Please.
We love the women.
Mm-hmm. Not that you don't love them, but it feel like you wasn't too, you know.
Nah, back then, I don't know. I was just young and probably shy around that time. But like, I'm grown now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let them know. How many? So you have children, right?
Yeah.
How many?
Three.
Okay. Three kids.
Yeah.
And so how old were you when you had your first child?
Damn, how old was I? I had a possible too. That was supposed to be mine.
Okay, and it wasn't?
I three still don't know.
You didn't do
so
a
so
test?
You got three and a possible.
She didn't want to do the test.
Okay.
Oh, that's because she know.
Well, yeah, she know what's up.
That so was the whole plan A,
so
plan B, plan
alone.
C. Mm-hmm. He was plan C.
Mm-hmm. I just left it alone.
So that's a real song.
Huh?
That song.
What I was talking about in the song, X Bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a real
oh,
song.
Oh, I was scared of that song.
It's an aggressive title. I'll tell you that.
Title. Right.
Let's talk about what inspired that song.
What inspired the song? It wasn't just specifically about one girl. That's
okay.
The thing. It was about two girls.
Oh.
You feel me? But certain lines and that was about her, certain lines and that was about her, but it was all a real song. You feel
okay.
me? But it was just about trying to get over on me. She was trying to get over on me the whole way through.
Okay.
Both of them. You feel me? So that's why I made the song.
Who you think is grimier, men or women, when it comes to relationships?
I don't even really know, for real.
Men.
Why you say that, though?
Because y'all relentless. Y'all be disrespectful with it. Like, if we do some shit, we do
y'all
some shit, but we still, we
yeah,
sneaky,
it's
but
low. We keep it
we
low.
We do be sneaky, but we keep it low and we stay respectful. Y'all just be blatantly disrespectful.
See,
and
don't know
give
what.
Fuck.
Look,
that's what make it grimy.
I done seen all type of women. All women ain't sneaky and respectful with it. Mm-hmm. Bitches do shit for the get back. They
okay.
trying to get back at you and hurt your heart. And
but
play mad.
I mean,
if they don't
want to
get back, that's retaliation.
Yeah, but if you want to get, don't just want to get retaliation.
But don't do
listen,
it to make
no,
us want
to
get
listen,
retaliation.
If I do something to you, I want you to leave me the fuck alone. Don't play tit for tat with me. Just leave me alone. That's how it's supposed to go.
It ain't
now, if you play
like
tit for tat with me, then we're going to get back together. And then I'm going to fuck up again. You're going to be wondering why. Because that last shit you did.
Yeah, and it's going to be a never-ending cycle.
And it's going to be, it's going to keep
like
on
going. I lived like that for 11 years. I know all of it.
It's a toxic
yeah.
cycle.
With a Gemini.
You
with
Gemini.
A Gemini.
You know.
We both Geminis.
You know how we get.
Me and my ex are both Geminis, and that's what we did to each other for 11 years. Tip
well,
for
that was exhausting.
Tip for fucking tat.
Was like, I was tired.
I wasn't in it. I was exhausted.
Tip for tat. She was around. Tip for tat.
Look, it looked fun.
He said it looked fun. All right, well, let's have some real moments right here. So what do you think is the worst thing you've ever done to a woman that you like, damn, I can't even believe I did that?
Fucked up friend.
Best friend?
Kind of a best friend. It was.
She was close enough.
Close and did you
enough.
Do that on purpose to make her mad or you just did it because you could?
I ain't know. But the girl knew. She could have told me.
Right.
Mm. I don't know if I'd have stopped or not, but.
You wouldn't.
So that wasn't her best friend if you didn't know.
Yeah, how you ain't know?
They had their own shit going on. You know how people
right.
be like, that's my best friend from outta, but we don't hang with each other every day.
Mm-hmm.
But they still
it was that
talking,
type of situation.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, one of them unbreakable bonds until your dick broke in the middle.
Damn.
That's what solidified the friendship status.
And so she found out.
Yeah, she found out.
How?
Her friend.
Oh, she told her.
She set you up.
Damn.
Told you that nigga wasn't shit. He still buys by it too.
Man, you can see it all in
the
screen.
No, she tried to act like she ain't know about me and her.
Okay.
But this when I was first coming up, and you feel me? So she probably ain't know. I don't know. Mm. You know how Instagram is. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like that back then. You feel
me? Okay. So maybe she didn't really know.
So she probably didn't know. Mm-hmm. But then when that time came, it was like, damn, you fuck my nigga. It's over with for you.
Oh, damn. Who'd you like better?
My girl.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice. I thought he was going to say the friend.
I liked her. I just fucked her friend.
Pussy was better. That's what I want to know.
That's what he's saying.
Pussy was better.
His girl, he's saying, right?
Who he like better and who pussy better?
Definitely not that hoe.
Oh, okay.
Do you feel like... let me ask you this. Do you feel like you have to perform well every time because you know women going to talk about you? Like you can't...
I ain't even thinking like that when I'm performing. I'm mm-hmm. just performing. Mm-hmm. And that's how I go.
Do you do everything? Like, are you going to, before sex, are you going to eat pussy? And then?
I'm not just eating any bitch pussy. That shit over with.
It's over with. Not anybody, over with, but.
But you know how women got a body count? Men got a body count for eating pussy. I remember it was times that I was 17, still ain't ate pussy. Cause I was like,
That's not Adam. You said that like you was.
I'm just saying, I was 17.
He's only 25.
Niggas doing this shit at 15 or 14 nowadays. Yeah. You hear me?
Right, I know, but I'm just saying, 17 ain't crazy. So 17 is when you did it for the first time.
No, he wasn't doing it at 17.
I know, but I'm saying he was 17, but then
probably like going into 18 years old. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When I came home, I was locked up.
Right.
You feel me? And I came home, and then that's the first time I ate pussy.
Did she ask you to do it, or you just did it because you wanted to?
I just did it.
You knew what you was doing?
Come on, man.
No.
I'm a goat.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. How I don't believe you.
Guys all think they know what they're doing.
They do. Right, and don't. Like, if you already knew how to do it. Because there's grown men that still don't know how to do it right.
They think they know.
It's our fault, though.
You just
got to
know the pussy. That's it. You got to know
good
the
answer,
pussy.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer. Great answer. That's a great answer. You got to know the pussy. Not only do you have to know the pussy, you got to know the woman. Yeah.
Because every pussy has to know that too. That too.
Yeah.
Was it somebody you was talking to while you was locked up?
No, when I was locked up, I got rid of the old bitch when I was locked up because she broke bad on me. You feel mm-hmm. me? So when I came home, I got in a relationship with my new girl. You feel me? And that's who it happened to.
Okay. 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 She missed out. She was like, damn, yeah. I
didn't. The old bitch.
Put in all this time.
The old bitch ain't get it. She ain't get it. That.
That's funny. So did you talk to anybody while you was locked up or you just cleared off the whole roster? And then
I got locked up when I was 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And I got sentenced to juvenile life. At that time, I had a main girl. Mm-hmm. Feel me? But it was like some kiddie shit. That was like my childhood shit.
Mm-hmm. You feel That's me? Young.
Very.
Yeah. So she ain't stand strong and do what she supposed to do. She went ghosting.
She was 15 though, right?
Yeah, but still, don't you know what you got into, right?
Mm. I don't know, I mean, 15. I don't know if I'm standing strong at 15.
You know what you got into.
I don't know about 15.
When you say she's... But then when I come home,
she wants you back.
Yeah, I mean, you got it right that she fucked up, but I don't know if... I don't think she was emotionally mature enough at 15.
She fucked up, you mean like what? She was dating other people while you was...
No, I ain't give a fuck about you
she
dating
ride,
other people.
She ain't
you
ride the bitch.
You supposed to kept them letters coming in, got kept that money coming in.
She ain't ride the bitch.
You supposed to deal with it.
She like, I'm in 10th grade.
She had a job. She was in high school.
Oh, okay.
You supposed to do what's supposed to be done.
Got it. All
right, but you did come home and hit it again, though, right?
I did come home and hit it again.
I know you called it right away. And then
that's just sad. I regret it to this day.
Oh, you do?
He's still bitter about it.
I think I know why.
Yeah.
Next question.
And you're like, let's move on from that.
Right.
All right. But all right, so see, that kind of reminds me of this song, Soul Cry. You know, it's interesting because people say that, like, with your music, because some of it is very, like, sad, mm-hmm. you know? And so I'm just wondering for you growing up in Chicago and everything that you've been through, like you said, you was locked up at 15. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like when you make your music, that is really reflected in your music?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. The long way. I talk about everything that I've been through. Feel what I'm saying?
You think it's, like, therapeutic for you?
For sure. It's like... And the whole world could relate to it. You feel what I'm saying? Because a lot of people been through what I've been through, mm-hmm. or probably even worse. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So I put that shit in my music every step of the way. I don't stop.
Right.
Everything about my music is my whole life story.
I know. And it's a crazy life story already.
Oh, man.
Yeah, crazy.
Do you write or do you just go in and just... and?
It sounds crazy, but I go in right off the top. Mm-hmm. Like, this shit all built up inside my brain already. So I just go in and just spit it out.
Do you ever get emotional while you're like...
Yeah, for sure. About some of my homies that passed away. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some of the bitches that broke bad on me when I was booked doing my little time. You feel me?
Right.
A lot of shit. Some of the guys that went left on me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's for like sure. Normal. That's natural for you to have those emotions towards that type, those specific situations. Like,
yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And to be a creative, an artist, and to release these emotions through your music, I'm sure it's very therapeutic for you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But how do you, I guess, after all of that, how do you trust anybody?
I don't. You feel me?
Is there anyone you trust?
Family?
My mama. Your woman?
My mama, my girl, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes she get iffy, man. It depends on the situation. I might not trust her. It just all depends.
Are you a person that feels that trust should be earned or given?
Trust should be earned, for sure. Mm. What the fuck I'm trusting you for? It gotta be earned,
You
sure.
Think you're trustworthy, though? Like, for your girl, you think that she should trust you?
Yeah, she should trust me.
Did you earn it?
Of course. How? I done been faithful for a long time.
How do you earn a person's trust?
Not fucking up.
Not fucking up, staying solid, being 100. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Not lying, not sugarcoating shit. Being bold about everything, you feel me? Bringing that shit to the table. Mm-hmm. Communication is key.
So you said you've been faithful. And happiness.
Huh?
You said you've been faithful for a long time?
Yeah, I was faithful for a long time to my girl, you feel me? Of course, I had little bumps in the road where I fucked up.
Wait. Which one is it?
What?
So you was faithful for a long time, but
and then fucked up a little bit.
And then you fucked up, but I fucked up a little bit.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? I got my shit back together. You feel me?
Are you the type of person who can take accountability? Because some guys fuck up and they don't.
As soon as I fuck up, I'm going to say, hey, I'm wrong. You got it. Mm-hmm.
But is that when you get caught?
Huh?
You get caught and then you take accountability.
I get caught, then I take accountability. I ain't going to lie.
So if she was to get caught.
I'm not just telling you shit.
So you see,
you got to find out.
So you said earnest trust, meaning like, you know, you just straight up 100. So if she come to you and tell you, babe, so I fucked up. Like, you know, there was this nigga and I fucked her. You taking her back?
So you could dish it, but you can't take it.
Damn, call it what you want. I don't know if I could take that. Mm-hmm. I ain't been through that yet.
Okay.
Well, you come straight forward and be like, babe, ah, woo, woo.
Okay, what if you just happen to find out?
Your ass gonna get left right there.
So if you just happen to find out?
It's over with.
What if you messed up and then she messed up?
I know it ain't fair, but that's life shit.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
What does optimism look like? I'm on a quest to find the people who inspire us to dream more and do more. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. I talk to all sorts of people, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to a hairdresser on Instagram who gives out free haircuts to the homeless. From the CEOs of the world's largest companies to the comedy writer who visited the wreckage of the Titanic, I love talking to leaders, artists, authors, and eccentrics about life, leadership, purpose, mental fitness, human skills, high performance, and other curious things. It leaves me feeling wiser, more inspired, and, well, more optimistic. Because after all, this is a bit of optimism. The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look for it. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
What if you messed up, but then she, like, what if y'all was on a break? Let's just say, yep.
I ain't finna, you ain't hitting me with that. I ain't no break. Listen, if we have a break, and in between you go in, the break is over with. We over with.
What's
the point of the break then?
Ain't no breaks. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, we gonna do this shit. We gonna fix it the right way. We
right in there. Ain't no break.
Get shit together. Ain't no breaks. Mm-hmm. That means we broke up.
Right.
And that means
yeah, it's like over. That's what we're it is. That was that little breakup to see like
yeah,
are we
but
you're
not
continue?
Gonna have a break and then go do what the fuck you want to do and then come back to me talking about, all right, I'm healed now.
Now I'm healed.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm cool now. Hell no, that shit.
Okay,
dead.
All right. Healed, well, man. I don't know. I think guys I say that journey. Until it happens.
You right. had a break before?
Yeah.
What you do on your break?
What the fuck I wanted? Because it's a break.
Tell me what you do on your break.
I did whatever I wanted to do because I was single.
Yeah, during the break, you're single.
You're single. Shit, you did what you did while you was in a relationship.
On your break, too.
What you do on your break?
I had a baby.
Do you know what? Normally, when I took my break, I was hurt during that break. So I didn't even get a chance to, like, I didn't get a chance. But now, I'm spinning the block. And to come back, I'm ready. You ready? Let's go. To in reverse, like Diddy in the hypnotized video. When I was younger, probably your age, I was heartbroken. So my break was more me crying and, oh my God, but I miss him. Okay, let's get back together. But now, oh, you want a break? Mm-hmm. No problem.
Because y'all doing what you want to do during the break, right?
Absolutely. Y'all doing what y'all want to do when it ain't a break. First of all, you did what you wanted to do while you was in a relationship. God just said that. And you didn't.
But we don't want to fuck up his head. We don't, can't
yeah,
give him
we don't.
That.
We don't. Yeah. But you know.
Nah, give it to me.
Nah, she
give
it to me.
I need it. I need it right there. So I can know.
You know what I was telling somebody the other day for women, and I think men probably do this too. We know when we don't want to be with you anymore. Mm-hmm. We're broken up before you know we've broken up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We done checked out
how,
before.
Wow,
yeah.
like
in our mind, like we just already off it.
Yeah, we already.
Just so why are you still around? Just because, comfortability.
Yeah, and also sometimes it's hard to just let it go like that. Yes. We're just like easing out of it. We're trying to set up the next situation.
Not even that. Sometimes
so you trying to get closure first.
Well, not even that. Sometimes y'all might be involved in like a business situation or something might be happening to where as though you can't just pick up and leave.
So the variables matter.
Or if you live together or y'all got kids that you can't just pick up and go. You got to figure it out. But while you're figuring it out in your mind, you like, fuck that nigga, peace. Like, I'm already off that.
Right. You already planned.
Or just also hoping that maybe, like, I was in a relationship 5 years, but the last 2 years, I can't even sleep with him. But I was hoping that because we had a kid together, that maybe
together.
It could come back. Maybe
for the kids.
But emotionally, I was off of it. So there was no sex. So to me, because there was no sex, we're not together, but I was still like, it was still like a hope of
a little glimmer.
If because of this, he'll get back. And then it just.
Girl, you stopped having sex with him for 2 years. He was having sex with somebody else. And that was two. Y'all were roommates at that point.
Yeah. Well, we wasn't even living together.
Y'all was coping.
And I'm quite sure he knew in his head he was over with.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because when I left, he went fucking nuts.
No
he
sex?
Went nuts.
Oh, he was having sex. Let's be clear.
Yeah, he was having sex. Yeah. I wasn't.
They weren't.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You think that for men and women is different, right? Some people feel like men can have sex with women and not really care at all, but women can't do that.
That's true. Facts.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be considered a hoe. That's just point blank, period.
I must have had a hoe phase then, because I've definitely had sex with somebody that was just sex.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. He enjoyed
it. He looks so appalled right now. This is so funny to me.
No emotion. It was good. It was great. It was a good time. I enjoyed it.
I can't be with you.
It was recreation.
I can't be with a girl like, too. Man, that's crazy.
I mean, I think that physically, like...
But it's okay for you to do it.
I'm a nigga.
Oh, my
God.
So
what?
Jesus Christ.
So what?
He's young. Can't take it.
You are.
Yeah. Are you in your 20s?
I'm 25.
My daughter older than you.
Huh?
My daughter is older than you. I could have pushed you out this pussy. Like, I'm old enough to be your mama.
You look young though.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I drink young. A lot of water.
Yeah, and she's had sex with people and not cared about them. It makes you look
absolutely.
Young.
I might have let him come on my face too, but still ain't care about him.
Please don't blow his mind.
No, stop fucking with him because he's getting really. He's horrified.
Y'all crazy.
Y'all crazy.
I don't want to make you uncomfortable. But this is lip service. You know where you're at, right?
I don't get uncomfortable.
Okay, good.
You heard what I said I'm from. What's the album finna come out? This shit for the trenches.
For the trenches.
For the trenches.
I'll drink some water to that.
Let's do it.
I know. I mean, I think it's hard. You know, I get it. Like, you feel how you feel. But I will say, it's different now. Like, women are able to do, I feel like, the same things that men do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Truthfully. Like, what y'all do, women, and sometimes y'all.
But they ain't gonna never get wifed up.
You're gonna be a hoe all your life until you're 50. Think about how many people we know, how many women that publicly have done whatever they've done, and they get wifed. Mm-hmm. You know, they get wifed.
Yeah, there's a lot of goofy ass niggas out there.
I turned down the marriage proposal.
Right, it's not. I don't think that it matters.
I think we all have turned down.
I told him no.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't wifing no bitch that got multiple bodies. It's over with.
How many? What do you mean multiple? What do you? Hold on. What do you mean? What do you mean by multiple?
The streets talk.
What do you mean by multiple? What is multiple?
Talk.
How many is multiple?
Right. Oh no. So he's saying you mean bodies as in people that you know.
No, not even that I know. The streets talk, like I said, you got a lot of bodies. Your ass out of there. I wish I would.
What is a lot of bodies?
So the streets in the...
What's the number? What's a lot of bodies?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh my God.
So 3 is okay?
I want to talk to you.
It all depends,
wait, no more than 10?
Man.
I want to know the number.
I'm sorry.
If it's 10, you definitely over with.
7?
I mean,
he's 25.
5?
How many bodies you got?
What the fuck that mean? Because I'm 25.
How many bodies you got?
Over 200.
So the woman can't have more than 5.
He's a hoe.
Yeah, it's over with.
You a fucking hoe.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I'm so confused.
200? That's crazy.
She can't have 10?
It's over with.
In her lifespan?
I'm the only one that could do that.
In her lifespan?
You can't do that.
In your lifespan?
You can't do that.
In her whole life, she can't have 10 bodies. In her whole life.
You think you
can? Wait. But why?
What you mean? You think I want a bitch that been passed around to the whole neighborhood?
I'm not talking about the neighborhood. 10 people in a lifespan. I'm talking about 10 people in a lifespan. I'm talking about
you gotta be really doing some shit for me to, goddamn it.
10 people in the whole adult life. He
can do 5, but not 10.
I ain't even say 5.
So
I said 3.
Oh, come on.
Actually, he said 4.
Yo, you have a dick that has been with 200 pussies.
You got a Honda Accord with all them 200,000 miles on it.
You
got 200,000 miles on your 1996 Honda Accord.
This still and a this bitch. Truck. I don't fuck about none of that.
And I'm talking about mileage wise, because you're not putting 200 miles on a Lamb truck. You know what I'm saying? You're putting $200 on a Mazda. You're putting 200 miles on a Honda. You're not putting $200 on that type of money. That's what I meant by that. I just wanted you to understand.
Still,
I wasn't trying to disrespect you.
Listen,
in that,
you still
in
ain't fucking more than the many niggas I said. It's over.
So
with.
I have a question. More like a scenario, right?
Uh-huh.
So let's say Laura, in her lifetime, has had 3 boyfriends, and with boyfriend number 1,
that's just publicly though.
In her lifetime, she's had 3 boyfriends.
What about behind the scenes?
In her lifetime, she's had three boyfriends.
Not period. Yeah, just period.
Three.
She's, yeah.
I heard Lori, whatever her name, too many times.
No,
yeah, she's talking about
I'm talking about Lori. I'm trying to give you a scenario.
I want to see, I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to see where you go with this one, right? So Laura in her lifetime had three boyfriends.
Yep.
Boyfriend number one, they had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Boyfriend number two, they had sex 5 times a week, right? Okay. Every single day, Monday through Friday, they had sex, right? Boyfriend number three, whatever. She had a baby by him too, right? Now, let's just say me, right? I've dated around, but I wasn't having a lot of sex. But it was more people. So is it because it's more people and more bodies, more different dicks?
No.
So what if she was getting fucked 10 times as much as I was getting fucked, but it was more people for me and less people for her? That's what I'm trying to get at. What difference does it make in the pussy? It was still getting fucked.
She worth it. You not.
Because that, it was, not answer.
Let him,
it
let, was him, more, let him, let him,
listen,
let
that's
answer.
Because it, you had more dicks stuck in you and she had the same dick stuck in her. Am I right?
But more times.
That don't matter. So, once you get those certain names on you, it's over with.
So it's about the name and not about the physical act.
Exactly.
Because in essence, her pussy way more ran through if she was having way more sex with just three people.
Sorry, Laura.
So the pussy could get ran through by three men and dogged out by three men. Not Laura's, but dogged out by three men, right? And that's okay. But the preserved pussy, even though it was 10 people, but not as many times.
When you've been around, it's just like,
It's because it's more people.
Yeah, when you've been around,
make
it's
make
over
sense.
With. Yeah, mm-hmm. When you've been around, it's over with.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you regret any of the women that you had sex with? Like, are there women that you're like...
No, because I knew my motive already. I'm not trying to wife you. I'm just fucking you.
Or but are there some women you're like, man, I shouldn't even have did
so
that.
So you'll fuck a girl with 200 bodies, but you won't wife a girl with 200
exactly.
bodies.
Exactly.
Okay. But either way, you put your dick in her.
It don't matter. Condoms make sense, right?
You can still catch herpes with a condom.
I ain't catching no herpes, though.
But let me ask you this. Have you ever denied, like, have you ever had sex with somebody and been like, damn, why did I do that?
I mean, I had, when I was 15 years old, I had this 41-year-old fat white girl.
That's against the law.
You was a sugar baby.
I'm grown. Who gonna tell? So
she was cake mama.
How did you even meet her?
I met her through my cousin. That was my cousin's sugar mama first. When she met me, it was over with.
Oh, my God. She chose?
She chose up?
You got to think. I'm from the trenches. Like,
she chose up?
My vibe different.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So she chose me. Cuz got mad. Mm-hmm. Talking crazy. But he stepped to the side. He knew what was up. You feel me?
She chose
all right,
up.
So that woman already had two bodies that we know of. Okay, so.
She fucked cuz, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was cool.
You feel me?
Cause
we was all
was
looking
care.
At it as a finesse. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
So, like, what was she doing
for
you?
She was taking care of me.
Like
every
how?
Day. Cars,
everything.
Money, mm-hmm. whatever I wanted.
Was it sex
she gave
good?
It to me. Sex, I wasn't even trying to fuck her. She begged me to fuck. And when I left out, I'm like, what the
that
fuck?
That is traumatizing.
But
I'm
guess
sorry.
What?
I'm traumatized.
Listen, I got everything I needed out of it.
Okay.
Is she on Facebook? Do you still keep in contact?
I still keep in contact with her a little bit.
You do?
You know
a little bit.
That's so nice.
No, look, that's just because what she did for me in the past when I was fucked up. You feel me?
She kind of got you fucked up, too. That's really terrible.
So she's 51 now.
I pay, I you know what I'm saying? I pay the respect. I reach out. What's up? You good? You straight? Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
Y'all don't have a link up still?
Nah, no
sneaky
linking.
Link?
It's over with.
No linking.
That is so
I
predatory.
Never stick my
she was
dick
41.
In that
that's awful.
She was
that's
41.
Awful. That's
now
awesome.
She's 51.
She damn near, yeah, somewhere around.
Because you think about it, what if it was a 15-year-old girl and a 41-year-old man? We'd be like,
no,
oh,
see, you see how that's different? You see how that's different?
It shouldn't be, though.
It shouldn't be at all.
But
it's really not.
That's just reality.
It's really not. You know what's not different? It's not different in the eyes of the law. That's where it's not different.
That's just reality.
And also, I feel like you probably traumatized and you don't know it from that.
He don't know.
Yeah, you got
it.
You PTSD.
Yeah, you don't realize
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he don't
but
know.
That's
one day you're going to need therapy for
it.
Yo,
one
never
day.
Say I got
you said
PTSD
she was big. One
you
day you're going to need therapy. One day.
Wait, you said she
what?
Was
been
big.
In now.
Yeah, you been through some shit, my nigga.
Why?
Wait, you need been through some shit.
Because I fucked a 41-year-old fat girl.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
That ain't the only reason.
Did you eat her pussy?
No.
No, hell no. No. Why would you even ask that? You want another drink? Come here, get cup
Oh my God.
Look at you. Give me right.
Look at that sauce.
Me right.
Also, when she said Lori, you thought she said Lori Harvey, Lori, and you was going to say something. Do you feel like Lori Harvey?
I just heard her name in a mix too. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Since you're talking about pass around.
I don't want nothing to do with it.
There's no way you could make me believe that if Lori Harvey was like, yo, what's.
I'd probably fuck her and shit.
But you won't wife her?
No, for what?
Mm. Let me ask you this.
I just want to hit it like
everybody else. You know what, though.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
What does optimism look like? I'm on a quest to find the people who inspire us to dream more and do more. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. I talk to all sorts of people, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to a hairdresser on Instagram who gives out free haircuts to the homeless. From the CEOs of the world's largest companies to the comedy writer who visited the wreckage of the Titanic, I love talking to leaders, artists, authors, and eccentrics about life, leadership, purpose, mental fitness, human skills, high performance, and other curious things. It leaves me feeling wiser, more inspired, and, well, more optimistic. Because after all, this is a bit of optimism. The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look for it. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Has your girl ever told you you need therapy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think about that when she told you that?
I was in denial, you know. I ain't fucking with that shit. Fuck, I need therapy.
Therapy
for.
Is amazing.
It you is.
Me
therapy
up.
Changed my life.
But you feel me? After a while, it was like, damn, I do be tweaking sometimes.
Like, did you try? Did you try?
Fucked up
it?
A little bit in the mind. Let me, you know.
So you tried?
I ain't gonna lie. Like,
you should.
Yeah.
She reached out to some people, and my manager reached out to some people. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They trying to get me to do therapy.
You should.
30-minute phone calls and all
That's
this
it?
Extra
you
shit. I'm not tripping.
Yeah.
I ain't tripping. I'm fucking with it. You feel me?
Good.
But at first, I was just like, hell no. Fuck.
I think you should just even because listening to your music and how it's therapeutic mm-hmm. for you. But
yeah.
It is a lot of things that you've been through. And I feel like you want to get it off your chest, but I feel like it'll also give you like tools to be able to know how to deal with certain stuff that you might not know, that a professional could be like, all right, so you feel like this because of this. Here are some things that you can do.
For sure.
And your music and might also change too.
Yeah. Well, and also I think it might get deeper too. Yeah. Like there'll be another layer
of your music. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because there's probably so many people going through.
It's going to unlock some shit and you don't even know you got it. I promise you.
For real?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's some things that you probably going through that
you portray. Why you in therapy?
I'm in therapy. Listen, I'm a teen mom. I grew up without my father, my kids. I had mad trauma. And since I've been in therapy, I have not thought about any of that stuff. Because they helped me understand that my past and the things that happened to me growing up does not affect who I am today. And they helped me like analyze a lot of different
things. So any of y'all in therapy? Mm-hmm. You and you?
Yeah, I'm not.
She needs to be in therapy though.
Yeah, I'm not currently, but I've done therapy, and I actually do want to go back.
I'm gonna try it though. I just actually got a code. Thank you, BetterHelp. I'm gonna
pass the code because I need it.
Yeah,
yeah, therapy is.
I never tried
amazing.
It, but I do feel like you know it could. Look, it can't hurt at all.
Nah, for sure it can't hurt. That's why I said I'm cool. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let me see what it's like.
Yeah. Shout out, Marie.
Me personally, I went through couples therapy, and then recently, I've unfortunately had a lot of deaths in my life, and at this point, I think I need a little bit of grief therapy.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Thank you, because I'm triggered by like the smallest things right now. Like literally,
got anxiety.
It'll be like I'll see something or I'll hear something or I'll smell something
and it'll get you riled up.
I'll literally bust out in tears. Like I'll
that's
have a
how
moment.
I be too though.
Yeah, so yeah. I feel like I need to talk my way through that. With somebody that can really help me untie that knot that I feel like I had in my chest.
Yeah, I definitely stopped. I cry less now. Mm-hmm. I used to cry like...
Although there's nothing wrong with crying.
It's nothing wrong. Yeah, crying to me was my therapy. But since I started therapy, I've learned to deal with those emotions besides crying. Like, I'll cry if you tell me, oh my God, you're doing so great. I'm like, Because I'm not used to hearing those things.
Exactly.
I'm used to hearing, you're not good enough, or you're never going to be this, or you're never going to do that. Because... Niggas, brother, family, growing up. I had a kid at 16. So once you had a kid at 16, and I'm Spanish, and I'm a black Dominican.
You say you're Spanish?
Yes, I'm a black Dominican. So, you know,
it's
you go back into a, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
and plus you got a lot of people relying on you now too.
Yeah, for sure. That.
You know what I'm saying? And like you said, major label deal, album about to come out maybe this month. You know, potentially
3 kids.
And a possible.
Yeah, and a possible, and a possible that you got to find out about.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you had 4.
He said he was trying to.
No. 3 and a possible. Possible.
And he talked about that.
I tried to get it, you feel me? But
like a
motherfucker must know in their head.
How you feel in the pit of your stomach, how you feel about it?
When I first was like getting them and shit, I used to like just stare at them like.
To try to see it.
Hey, gang, look at him real quick. He got the same eyes or same nose. Or shame, some, you feel what I'm saying? I used to be doing that. Then I'd tell his mama, like, hey, send me some baby pictures on. She sent me some baby pictures. I put them bitches next to my face.
Yeah, next to your baby pictures.
Let bro know, see, I'm like, gang.
Next to your baby pictures.
Look, like, what's going on? Bro, some of bro, and I'm like, nah, bro.
You better swab his cheek.
Nah, bro, his hair too good.
But the feeling when you're with him, when you spend time with him, is that like with your kids, like is there a different vibe?
Yeah, it's like, this my son, you feel me? Like, I ain't gonna lie, it's like, this my son, but like...
So would you be heartbroken if you found out he wasn't yours?
I wouldn't be heartbroken because I'm ready for that. I don't already prepare myself.
You kind of set yourself up to...
How old is he?
You feel me? He's 5 right now.
So you've already been in his life. So if you find out he's not yours, would you still... actively be in his life?
That's what my people told me. They said, you should still be in his life because you outta. But I'm like,
I don't
like,
think if that'll if do him any good.
If that ain't mine, I don't want no dealings with it.
I also feel like that you might not be the best thing for the kid.
But what if he's trying to say that because I already got started.
No, but he's so young that he'll eventually forget about
saying
you.
He's 5.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, because, you know, his real father, she should know who that is.
But then it was pictures going around on the internet with him, his face, and another nigga face.
And you saw
it's
hilarious.
Messy, so
Poor
baby.
Kind of. But it was like, what the fuck?
Mouth
spot. You know what I'm saying? What's going on?
You know, you
but listen though, his mama told me, when we got into big arguments, his mama told me, you could have swabbed them yourself and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But listen, I always said, look, me and you, let's go down to this place and let's figure this shit out. She never wanted to come. I don't know if it's because she had a boyfriend or I don't know. You feel me? But after a while, when he wasn't around me no more, she said, you could have swabbed him yourself, but he ain't around me no more.
I commend you for doing what you did and mm-hmm. for wanting to know. And it's fucked up that she didn't want to give you that. But maybe that's a sign that you should just move on because...
Yeah, and that's what I did.
Because guess what? At this point, not for nothing, I don't know what she do for a living or how her life is. But at this point, if he is your
life
baby...
Life a Milky Way.
Wow. Well, at this point, if he is your baby, she should be trying to make sure that her son is going to be taken care of because exactly. she got the means like, to do so. So if she's not running down for you to try to get you to do
she
it...
She know what it is.
Then, yeah, she know what it is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You ain't wrong.
How has life changed for you since signing the deal and getting the money?
Taking care of my mamas, my brothers, my sisters, my kids. Mm. Waking up, being able to do what I want to, how I want to, when I want to. It's just a lovely...
It's a wonderful feeling.
It's a wonderful feeling.
What's the most
Thank the man upstairs.
What's the most expensive thing you've bought?
An AP watch, $60,000.
Okay. Watches are an investment.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Definitely an investment piece.
If you do it right and don't bust it down.
And don't lose it.
Yeah.
And don't lose it. It's insured, right?
Unfortunately, it's gone.
Oh, well okay. Forget
I done ran through Bandera 5-6 watches already.
Okay. What is happening?
Oh, my gosh.
How are you losing these watches?
I can't even say it on this motherfucker.
I feel like I know.
Me too.
Next question.
One of them 200 women.
Oh,
yeah. Damn, they didn't want to say it, but they said what I was thinking. Mm. You should do a song called 200 Women.
No, I'm going to do one called 300, because I just said that little number.
Okay, I'm sorry, more than that.
How can you count?
That's the thing.
Okay, what's the thing?
I don't know.
Okay. Damn. Got
I
it.
Just know it's around now.
But it's a wrap now because you're in a happy, healthy relationship.
Yeah, I'm in a happy, healthy
relationship. No more stumbles.
It's over with. It's over with.
You see yourself getting married?
I don't know yet. It all depends. Mm-hmm. My girl asked me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to see what's the vibes is, man.
What's the vibes?
Look how uncomfortable that he's
y'all have any of your children hers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One of them.
One.
Mm-hmm. The
yeah.
last
so,
one.
The last one.
Okay. I feel like y'all going to be in each other's lives regardless. But I also feel like at this point, I don't know how old she is. I'm guessing around your age. I feel like at this point.
She's 26.
Yeah, I feel like at this point, y'all too young for marriage anyway. I feel like y'all should
see, but that's why I'm telling you, like, marriage is cool, but like.
Not yet.
I got to see the vibe. I got to let it go on a little
Keep
longer.
Keep living life a little bit.
Yeah.
And gaining wisdom.
But I also feel like it depends. Some people have been through a lot of stuff and get married. Like, it just depends. You know what I'm saying?
And they've known each other. Like you knew
that
her.
That was your crush for
He does
back
not
in the
want
day.
To be married right now, y'all.
Thank yeah, you. That's fine.
He's seeing the vibes.
But you believe
me and
in
her,
marriage.
We're going to run these hoes together.
Huh? Oh, my God.
So you're going to get another 300 bodies?
We'll probably do it together. It all.
So y'all already do threesomes?
No, we ain't did one. Yeah, we've been trying to see what
So let me ask
you
a question.
We or you?
I have a question.
Huh?
We or you?
Me and her.
I have a question.
We're trying to see if we're going to do it. She's still...
On the fence.
On the fence.
She no so look. She my performance crazy. And she don't wanna.
She don't want to share.
Let me perform
share.
Over there, and I.
So maybe you could watch her with somebody else.
Yeah.
I would never.
What?
Wait.
So I have a question.
I would.
If y'all
never.
Decide to do this threesome, does the girl count as a body?
On who? Me?
On her.
No, that don't count as no fucking body.
No. That's so, wait, so what's your
that's something
dick?
I wanted to do.
So what's the dick? It don't count because it's not a dick.
It ain't no dick.
Is she having
hey, listen,
is she
if women fucked a million bitches out here, guess what?
They
it wouldn't
no
matter
bodies.
To me.
They're virgin.
That's zero. You hear me?
He's just
hey,
making
guess
up
what?
Rules,
that woman can't do, that girl can't do nothing I could do. You hear me? That's factual.
She could eat pussy
I fuck
better than
way
you
more
probably.
Bitches than you probably could imagine. And she guess what? Can.
Why are you gonna say that? Now you trying to get me started.
I could tell you. I could tell you otherwise. You ain't got to worry about that. What I'm saying is, I could tell you otherwise. Okay. I got a whole lot of experience, baby. I've been fucking since before you was in your daddy nutsack. Okay.
That's
and
probably
female.
That's
and
hey, look,
that.
Let me tell you something though. That's probably true. But I know a lot of niggas that probably been fucking since I was in my daddy nutsack, and I perform better than that.
I'm not saying that. I'm talking about women. We talking about women.
Mm. Okay.
And I'm trying to understand why a woman don't count as a body.
I don't feel like they
as
do
long as
enough.
She's the dick
but they're exchanging bodily fluids.
Yeah, I understand.
They sucking each other pussy. They bumping each other pussy. They making each other orgasm. They touching and licking. And
yeah.
That's like, sex.
Yeah.
That's sex.
Ain't no sex.
They playing with toys. Double ended strap
that
on.
That ain't no sex.
That's sex.
Them toys ain't no
so
sex.
If you found out that she had bottomless mimosas with her homegirl at brunch and then they sucked the...
That's just like me in jail masturbating to the TV. Listen,
if you find out that your woman is sucking her homegirl pussy right now while you here sitting on the couch with us, you ain't gonna be mad?
Come fuck that bitch with me.
But you gonna be mad that she did it without you.
For what? This next time, though, come on. Okay. It's time.
So it feels like it's gonna happen though. Like she's on the fence about it.
Yeah, she iffy about it.
There's
rules
to a threesome. She got to pick the girl.
No, I can pick the girl.
No, but that's the rule.
I got good taste.
Oh, but for the person, she got to feel comfortable with.
Yeah,
the girl.
She
got
to pick.
You can't just bring.
But I can pick a girl and say,
want.
"Hey, baby, is she good?"
No, because you could double back to her. You could double. I'm picking a girl. You got because you could double back to that girl you pick. She need to pick the girl. You need not have nothing to do with the girl.
I don't think my girl like on that type of time enough to pick the girl or even approach a girl.
She
on
really
that type
ain't.
Of time.
If she on the fence,
you
she
feel
ain't.
What I'm saying?
But you're okay if she just says she doesn't want to do it. You'll be okay with that too.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's wifey. I gotta respect her. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Wishes and shit.
And what if she's like, okay, here's the rules? Because I actually read a whole book about the rules of threesomes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what if she's like, well, I don't want you to. You know, put your penis in her, and I don't want y'all to kiss, but we could all three be together, but it's gonna be me and her doing
I'll
stuff.
I'll be like, babe, but you right here. Like, you right here, babe. Like, what are you talking about?
As a person that's had a whole lot of threesomes, I think a lot of those rules are stupid.
Because
if you agreeing to do it, you agreeing to do it. Like, why you got to put stipulations on it?
Exactly.
I told y'all plenty of times the story about the girl who made the nigga stop fucking me mid-stroke because she was jealous. Like, I can't believe you're doing to her like that. It's too... Girl, guess what he did? Double back for years.
What's her name?
Who, the girl name?
No, what's your name?
Oh, I'm Gigi McGuire.
Gigi McGuire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Miss Show Me the Money.
Miss Show Me the Money.
Miss Show Me the Money.
Mm-hmm.
What you do?
This.
Go ahead, Gigi. Talk your shit.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm. No, that's cool.
He could do whatever little research he wants to. He'll find what he's looking for.
Gigi McGuire.
He about to do some research.
Be like, babe, can we bring Gigi McGuire in?
But listen, we have to go because the studio's up. But
yeah, they're kicking us out.
I know, and you flew in and just came straight here from the airport, which we appreciate.
No, for sure that.
You know, everybody.
I appreciate y'all the most.
No, I was like, Lil Zay Osama's coming. I was like, is he going to be able to talk about these? But you did great.
Yes.
Even though we didn't agree with most of what you said, you still did.
At all.
Y'all women, of course. Yeah. It's four women in here and one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, no, that's fine. It's a good position for you to be in.
Yeah.
Bye, Angela. Y'all helped me a little bit, too.
We got to expand your mind a little bit.
But no, honestly, thank you so much for coming through and congratulations on everything.
Yes.
No, for sure.
Congratulations.
Appreciate that.
After therapy, come back and talk to us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tell us about therapy and the threesome.
tell your therapist about the threesome and then come holler at us.
All right. It's
Let's
lip
see
service.
What say.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.